hours.
Yeah. So it's good that we don't bring in the Gemara and Bava Kama. Mimas Nisan Lo'ochoche Al Milvad Elaki Purim. The Lo Have Kasef Beresha. So it's good that in the Gemara in Bava Kama, which was about the Elaki Purim, where they quoted Ha'ola Ola Rishona, that it did not bring from
right.
our Mishnah.
Just to catch everyone up, right? So in the case of what he called in Bava Kama, that's the case of the.
That's there where the
Milvad
was
referring to. Okay, Asham Gzelos, right? So what happens there? So we learn there that what you bring the Kesef first, and then you bring the Korban, right? Milvad teaches you Kesef and then Korban.
Yeah.
Okay? So he says that's good.
So, yeah, it's good, and it's good that we do not bring there from our, like a proof from our Mishnah, Al Milvad El Kippurim, Delo Have Kesef Bereisha, that we would not say Kesef comes first.
Meaning, right. No, because you'll say this, Dil Olam Kesef Reisha. Because with Milvad El Kippurim, you bring the Kesef first. Kevan Dexiv.
Since it writes Kodem Kesef first, and then,
And then Ayel. Okay. Aval
Hacha,
which is Hacha, Milvad Ola Saboker.
Here, in our Gemara. Hacha, I rebat Siyas Adam. We're talking about, literally, meaning the doing of the blood. Means
which is Shchitan Zrika. Not
Haktara.
Good.
So here,
therefore, a hachi kamar kara.
Therefore, a hachi kamar kara. Milvad olas haboker. Shasisim kvar over avodas hadam ta'asi vaseila.
Good.
So besides olas haboker, which you've already done, the avodah of the dam. So then you should do these.
Good.
Then the musafan.
Right. But when it comes to haktara,
dechsiv mekame kara. The milvad olas haboker. It precedes that.
Tia kodem atamid.
Could be before the tamid. The chulu krai dekame the haktara mishtai. Because all the previous psukim are talking about the haktara.
Right, that's important. Thematically, since we're all talking about haktara, it makes sense to say that here also.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, keep going.
Like Nichalach, like that.
Very good.
Therefore, you need to learn it out or include it from the pack that it says Ola. Since the haktaras of the Musaf are written before the Ola's Haboker, Haktaras Tamid Kodemes Lahen.
That's why it comes first.
Haktaras Tamid comes before.
The Achanam Yachan, and the same applies to here. Okay, great. So what has he done here?
He's brought a much. Oh, you skipped ahead a little bit?
Yeah, no, Milvad El Kippurim. No, you finished that. Yachol Yos Hol Kodem.
Yeah.
Okay, what's next? Oh, sorry, Umiyu.
Oh, wait, we didn't. Avagad the Kasep Kasim Makami to Milvad El Kippurim, Yachol Yos El Kodem.
Okay.
Mihu Kasha de Krae, the Kami Milvad Ola Saboker, Babodas Dam, Nami Arid.
Okay, slow down. Okay, but there is still a problem. What's the problem?
That because the psukim that come before Milvad Olas Boker about the Avodas also talk about Avodas Adam.
And now again, what's Avodas Adam? Shchitan Zrika. So they do talk about that as well.
And that for sure cannot be
right because we say Ksiv Le'El Minei. We see over there Usir Chatas Echad. And what is right? Kapara means exactly right.
So therefore, we have a problem. Avodah Milo Gamrina and Haktara V'Dam Mehadadi. So why do we learn out Haktara and Dam from these?
Well, a little more precise. Amai lo gamrinan Haktara vidam mehadadi, right? Meaning, how do you what? If the Torah puts them together, what is that telling us then?
Oh, just learn out that they're, connected.
Meaning, what's really bothering you?
Meaning, why are we making halik them?
For Dam and Haktara, why are they separate?
Why are they separate?
Yeah, that's what, okay. What's Tosas doing? This is a problem. What's Tosas doing at this point? He just set up such a great argument. And his rayas, he exposes something, a problem, a flaw, which is that he wants to tell you, oh, you see that section beforehand is talking about Akhtara. But turns out it's also talking about
Dam,
meaning it's talking about Shchit Denzrika. What's the point? The point is like this. He wanted to tell you before.
It's not a good answer.
What?
So it's not a good answer.
It's not a good answer. Meaning that nerds like this. Nerds, remember how Tosos splits off Shchit Denzrika from Akhtara? We like that. It worked out pretty nicely, right? Okay. But we asked before, how can you just do that? Even though we created a nice svara to justify it, fine. The problem is that Tosos, one of the reasons why he brings you his proof is to show you that you could have thought there was a foundation in the Torah itself that they're separate. Because you see that section A talks about Haktara, and then later on it talks about something else, right? But it turns out, it's not true, right? It's not true. So if that's the case, so then he's bothered. If the Torah doesn't differentiate between A and B, he's bothered Mipi Svara if he can create a Svara to separate A from B. You'd want the Torah to endorse such a position. You know, and that's what's bothering him. Now, does he answer that? You guys went through Tosos?
Yeah, I don't remember. I don't think he...
Umfar va omrim Umfar shrav chaim
haro chaim brisk the krada haola is rech lechavite.
Okay, why sir up la it's rech lechavisen, because what would you think? It's almost like the same question I have in front of me. What I have the korban tamid and the chavisen, which one goes first?
Yep.
Right,
so lost place again. Alright, I got it. Alright, and Israel the Mikol Hatadir Lo Asi doesn't come from here, our Gemara.
It wouldn't help.
The Bechol Yom Isnu Kitamid. Meaning it's equal to it.
Right.
In terms of it's also brought every day.
How is it equal? You bring the
tell. So Ross wants to make the point, we're not defining yet. Ross says, yeah, but maybe the mincha is different because it's not basar. Okay, but that gets into a bigger issue, which is that when it comes to a korban, right? There's two ways you can look at it. You can say that there's behema and that's mincha, the two separate institutions. Or you can say no, there's something called korban. Now it's two expressions of korban. There's behema and mincha. Why would I say it the second way? Because you see the mincha, putting the kohen gadol's chavis into the side. The normal mincha was set up for who?
For the poor people.
Right.
Also as nesachim for sure.
No, I'm saying
mincha biyuma perek amar lahem hamuna the ka'amar evarim kodun the mincha.
Oh, nice, you guys. I was going to give you that gemara too, but okay. So what does it say over there? The evarim.
Precede the mincha.
The avarim of what?
Of the carbon previous, meaning like the
there's only one carbon we care about. The avarim of the tamid come before the minchas chavitin. Okay.
The
sanya.
The sanya. Minay shelo yehida avar chule.
I understand, but
fine. But meaning we pulled from the pasuk of Ola. But amar rava of minchas chavitin. We're talking about the minchas chavitin. Even minchas nesachim. If it's the minchas nesachim, typically midichsib Ola umincha. So no matter from the fact that it says Ola and mincha with the mincha coming after. Therefore, the chiddush here is that the minchas chavitin comes after the ivarim. This
right. Pasuk
needs to teach tadir comes kodem before.
So,
in general.
Good. So sum up for me. Rav Chaim's position is? What's Rav Chaim's position?
Minchas chavitin after haftarah.
Rav Chaim's position is? I need ha'ola to teach me.
I need to teach you that chavitin comes. Sorry, that ha'ola comes. That ha'ola teaches that the ola comes before the chavitin.
Okay, and what does...
Well, the Tadir doesn't, because...
What does Tadir teach you?
Teaches just general.
What do you mean, general?
General principle of...
Say.
Mihu, ein marviach klal v'zayoser, mishim nemar de'itzirecha ola l'indarmen davos.
So
no.
Yeah, he's like, no.
You don't profit at all from this.
Right. It's funny language, right? I found this language great. He's like, this doesn't help us at all. Like, you basically wasted my time. Right, because this is no different than Dharma Davos. But it couldn't be such a waste, because what did he do? He wrote it.
But it's also a question.
He knows this. In other words, I think. Notice he's bringing in Rav Chaim. There is a reason why he's bringing in Rav Chaim. He's bringing in Rav Chaim because he himself needs to go ahead and push. Exactly. He's got to push his sfar forward, right? He has to, right? Because Rav Chaim's going to say, if I'm measuring things based on occurrence, right, or constancy, so there really is no difference between the korban tamid and what he called and the chavisin, right? If you say that, how in other words, they're both daily sacrifices.
Part of the Seder
Hayom.
But Reb Chaim would have to say.
So then what does Ha'olah come teach you?
I don't understand.
Because now if they share in common the same degree of being of constancy, so then you need Ha'olah to teach you one comes before the other, right? I'm curious, like why would you have the Ola come? Why would the Korban Tamid come before the Minchas Chavisin?
Saying because it's inherent to the Tamid that it's.
Yeah, I'm just curious. Can you answer that before you get to Tosos' answer?
First part of the order.
If the Korban Tamid is going to come first, right, is that telling us anything about the Korban Tamid vis-a-vis the Chavitin, or is it just random? Meaning, in other words, we look at them as being equal. Now, the fact that Torah comes along and says, Ha'olah, teaching the Korban Tamid comes first, and it's not a Tadir reason, so does that mean that the Korban Tamid is more Chashev?
Maybe it's Tibor reason.
Maybe it's like a Matir.
I'm not disagreeing with you. You could say that, right? But the question is that, in other words, if you go down this road, if you want to say that the Korban Tamid is more Chashev, I don't care, in other words, you're right, it could be because of variable X, right, because it's a Tibor thing. But again, is Reb Chaim saying, now this is what I want to just get clear, is he saying there's something intrinsically superior about the Korban Tamid? Or like what you're saying is that, no, really the Korban Tamid and the Mincha are really equal, right? It's just that because it's from this category, again, sticking with our all along, how we're dealing with properties or secondary components, because it has this thing, this is what allows it to come first.
Right.
In other words, meaning that it's like a Tadir idea, it's just like a different type of idea, like Tadir. It's like a Tadir concept, like a secondary component, something like that. But you'd agree he's not saying something intrinsically superior.
Why not?
Let's say we said no. Let's say we said that Ha'olah teaches you there is something intrinsically superior. Well, why would that fit into Rechaim's way of learning?
Because
regardless of what makes it intrinsically superior.
Hull loves teaching. You don't need Tadir to teach it, because if it's superior, then you know it should go first.
So what's Tadir coming to teach you?
That they're the same.
In other words, think about it. Nope. The only way you can learn out that Tadir is teaching something universal, like a universal idea, is if you're going to say that Tadir will tell me nothing about the Korban Tumid itself. How would it not tell you nothing about the Korban Tumid itself? If the Tumid is intrinsically
superior.
But it's going to be very funny how it works on the Mishnah. There's two ways you can go. What do you mean?
Either way.
So Tosus is being a Rav Chaim for himself, because he wants to push himself further. So let's get that clear. So again, there is something different about the idea. I know, it's nice when you say it's Tumid. I know. I think Rini said it also. It's like it's Tumid. There's something different about in Tadiris of Tumid versus the Chavitin, about the fact that it is Tumid. So what they're trying to say is that it's a din in the yom itself. Meaning, what a day is, there's no such thing as a day without the Korban Tumid. Right? The day demands it. Whereas when it comes to the Mincha,
it's not that the day demands it. It's just that
it has to have a time, and it happens to be the day and night, but it's not definitive.
There's a few from something else. There's a different address which demands the chavitin, and now the question is how often do I bring it?
So okay, good. Okay.
Whatever, however many times a day. But it doesn't mean it demands it.
Now, one more point, guys. We're almost there. It's a hard toast for us, right? It is hard. Makshim.
Wait, Vishlitmo?
Oh, sorry, Vishlitmo.
Okay,
this is so funny. This is Toso saying all along. I just made you guys go through 3 days of work, right, to work this all out. But it turns out I have an easier possibility. What's the easier possibility?
So why don't we just learn this principle?
Yeah, it is easier for sure.
That's
my point, because that's how it blows it up. Because it's an easier way to learn.
By the time it says baboker,
just let him read. Right, because it says by Taminim, right? How would you know a Tamid is before the Musaf? Because it says by the Tamid by Boker. And then it says by the Musaf, by Yom.
Yeah.
What comes first, Boker or Yom?
Yeah.
Boker. Okay, so he says, keep going. And and we know Masha beats Sumo Shal Yom. Now, of course, Darshinan.
Kidarshinan Hasa, by Yom La'achar.
Biyom. Right. Okay. No, Lacha. Right. Okay. So yo means middle of the day, right? Or, yeah, we'll call it middle of the day for now. Yeah. All right. Whereas Boker means morning. So what do we, it's clear from the Torah. We know which one goes first. Tamid, then Musaf. Keep going.
Yeah. So we say, I'm in a Nami, Psachim Musafin, Beshish V'az, Inu Boker.
And we don't know for sure, halachly. And we actually translate down to halacha. Itsumo Shoyom means that when is the Musaf brought? 6 hours in the day.
Yeah.
That's no longer morning.
Nope.
Why 6 hours into the day no longer morning? Because after Chatzos. Go on.
V'hainu yecholen lidchok. You're able to push this off. V'lomar de'ilav kra de'ha'ola. If you didn't have the pasuk of ha'ola, hainu me'achrin haktaras tamid arachar haktaras ha'musaf.
So it's not precise enough. Because maybe what you would say is that without ha'ola, what would I think? That I could push what?
The haktaras of the tamid, the burning of those limbs, to after the burning of the limbs of the Musaf. The Mashma Bagos al Kama, like that's implied in Bava Kama.
Midichsiv Milavad.
Midichsiv Milavad Vita'ase Baboker.
Right. Because okay. It says Milavad Olasa Tamid, right? That sounds like you do the Tamid after Musaf, but then it says Ta'ase Baboker, that no, that teaches you that the Tamid comes before the Musaf.
Yeah.
Okay. Hava Mukmina. That's only talking about
the Shechita and.
And the Zrika. Okay. Wait a second. So everyone understand that? So Tosa is saying, on the surface, he's saying, I have an easier answer, right? In other words, how do I know the time that comes before the Musaf?
Because Yom and Boker.
Exactly.
Wait, so then it's a stronger question, because now we don't need either of these limiting.
Correct?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's what I mean by simple. Like, in other words, what does the Gemara even bother these limudim like, for? This is like the easiest thing in the world. Yeah, like, open the Torah. Boker, Yom. It's as simple as that. Torah tells you when they're supposed to go.
We had the facts all along.
Okay, so what did he say? But he says, Yesh Litchok. What's the dochek here?
If we didn't have the pasuk of Ola, you think he could delay the Haktaras coming to after the Haktaras?
Why? Or say, why would you think that? So now if I have Ola, then what do I need Tadir for? Now, because remember, he's saying that Boker and Yom are legit. So now, we had two limudim plus the way the Torah writes it. He's not abandoning the way the Torah writes it. I know it sounds strange to say it that way. He's saying, let's incorporate that now. So what do I have? I have Boker Yom. Okay, Boker Yom. That's not enough, because I want to know about Haktaras the Ivarim and the Tamid. So bam, that's Ha'olah. What do I need Tadiris for? Milvad.
So Lashmina, the Tamid and Kodman, Musafin, La'avod HaSadam.
Right, to tell you that the Tamid comes from the Musaf when it comes to Shechita and Zrika, but Tipuklei. Right, so what does that mean?
So then, if that's the case, then we just got rid of the need for the putt for the Torah.
So let it out.
I don't even know
look what he says at the end there. Look what Buri Toso says at the end.
It's a little blurry.
I don't know.
Oh, sorry. I'll read it. He says, thank God. He says, V'ilu Musaf Meksib B'yom, D'mashma D'hu Yoser Me'uchar B'yom, V'nishar Toso's B'kashya.